AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's defending his Iran war strategy and attacking skeptics and critics as, quote, traitors all. Trump says Vice President J.D. Vance, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and envoy Steve Witkoff will head to Islamabad for a second round of talks to end the Iran war. But Charles Deledesma reports,
the U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt another round of talks with Iran. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel, named Tuska, and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon and called the U.S. seizure an act of piracy, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Oil prices rose again today. Brent crude up more than 5%, settling above $95 per barrel. Stocks closed lower, the Dow off just 5 points. The S&P shed about 0.2%, the Nasdaq 3. In other news, Ed Donahue reports two teens are dead after a shooting in North Carolina.
This incident stemmed from a group of juveniles gathering at the park for a pre-planned fight.
Winston-Salem Police Captain Kevin Burns says it happened near Jefferson Middle School.
We can confirm at this point that there was a total of 7 individuals were struck by gunfire.
He says two juveniles agreed to meet at the park to fight, and a firearm was discharged during that fight. Police Chief William Penn says fights are not the same as they used to be.
I know I sound like the grumpy old man when I say that, but these fights now lead to weapons and shootings and videos, and we don't come back from that.
Numerous people were identified as involved in what happened, but investigators are still trying to determine their exact involvement, including whether they were a suspect, victim, or witness. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Cleveland's hosting Toronto in the first of 3 first-round playoff games in the NBA tonight. The Flyers in Pittsburgh getting the NHL started. Githan Coolbaugh recaps Sunday's action.
Oklahoma City opened its postseason NBA title defense with a 119-84 Game 1 rout of Phoenix. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 25 points and was named one of 3 NBA MVP finalists.
Nothing different than who we've been the past couple seasons.
He's joined by Denver's Nikola Jokic and San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama, whose 35 points in his postseason debut paced the Spurs' 111-98 win over Portland. In the East, 8-seeded Orlando shocked top-seeded Detroit 112-101. Stanley Cup playoffs, Juraj Slafkovský's hat trick helped Montreal top Tampa Bay 4-3 in overtime of Game 1. Buffalo rallied with 4 third-period goals to down Boston 4-3. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.